There are a few more nasal cavity disorders that we should mention here. A deviated septum is a shifting of the wall that divides the nasal cavity into halves. Nasal polyps are soft growths that develop on the lining of your nose or sinuses. And you are all probably familiar with nosebleeds, which occur when there is bleeding or hemorrhaging from the nose. Rhinitis is an inflammation of the nose and sinuses sometimes caused by allergies. The main symptom is a runny nose. Sinusitis means your sinuses are infected or inflamed. Your sinuses are hollow air spaces within the bones surrounding the nose. Your sinuses produce mucus, which drains into the nose. If your nose is swollen, your sinuses can be blocked and result in pain and infection. Sinusitis can be acute, defined as lasting for less than 4 weeks, or chronic, defined as lasting much longer. Symptoms of sinusitis include fever, weakness, fatigue, cough, congestion, and postnasal drip. Treatments include antibiotics, decongestants and pain relievers, saline nasal sprays, and vaporizers.